This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Millions of Americans are seeing some very rough weather. Several states affected. At least one person's dead. A 46-year-old homeless woman in Tulsa, Oklahoma, who died inside a drainage pipe. Heavy rain there. Minde Broton lives in an RV park near Hanging Rock, Ohio.
I thought we were going to die. We're fine, though. We're fine. Oh, dear God, this is bad. It was definitely a tornado. I think it might have just missed us by a few feet. I think the way the hail was coming in. Dear Lord. Well, that'll scare you.
Minde Broton on Facebook. In Wisconsin, a spring snowstorm is expected to drop more than a foot of snow. In Taiwan, an earthquake has killed at least 7 people. The U.S. says it was a 7.4 magnitude earthquake. President Biden has some blunt comments about Israel. The AP's Norman Hall.
President Joe Biden says Israeli airstrikes that killed 7 aid workers are tragic and not a standalone incident. Biden said in a statement that Israel has not done enough to protect aid workers trying to deliver desperately needed help to civilians. The World Central Kitchen workers were British, Polish, a Palestinian, and a Canadian-American dual national. Israeli military chief Lieutenant General Herzi Halevi says the attack was a grave mistake.
The strike was not carried out with the intention of harming WCK aid workers.
Critics say the strike highlights Israel's indiscriminate bombing and a lack of regard for civilian casualties in Gaza. I'm Norman Hall.
A new AP poll finds that most Americans still share many core beliefs about what it means to be an American, despite deep political differences. This is AP News. Have you bought a new vehicle lately? New sales are up, but sales of electric vehicles have been easing. The AP's Lisa Dwyer with this story.
New vehicle sales were up nearly 5% from January through March as buyers stayed in the market despite high interest rates. Electric vehicle sales growth slowed to 2.7% as mainstream buyers are wary of limited range and a lack of charging stations. But with inventory on dealer lots growing towards pre-pandemic levels, auto companies were forced to reduce prices. J.D. Power says the average sales price in March was just over $44,000, or down 3.6% from a year ago. J.D. Power also says that automaker discounts in March were about $2,800, or two-thirds higher than a year ago. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
The Dow lost 396 points yesterday. The S&P fell 37. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall.
No payments until fall. With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn. But hurry, these offers won't last forever. Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.